Yeah, I was going to say, since we're short a couple of folks, at least we got a quorum. So better that you click twice than not at all. Yeah, Diane will not be joining us tonight. So this is it. And let me get started with our agenda. So let's go through the approval of the agenda. I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as is.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
I second
Second.
it.
So seconded by David Lynn. Motion made by Michael. Any further discussion? And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And just to set the record straight, I forgot to say that this is our regular Tuesday, March 24, 2026 meeting of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. And before we go to public comment, if folks would just introduce themselves and state their professional qualifications as appropriate. And I'm Ross Lally, chair of the commission. No relevant licenses or such that would make me an expert.
Mike McDonald, vice chair. I'm a retired in civil engineer, specializing in geotechnical and hydraulics, and I'm still currently a registered PE in the state.
Dave
You're
Lynn, a member of the board, and the background of mechanical engineer at Pratt & Whitney for 41 years.
Jim Lursch, retired civil engineer.
And Alyssa, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm the agent for the commission, Alyssa Barroso, and I am a registered soil scientist with the Society of Soil Scientists of Southern New England.
So that also qualifies you as an expert witness. Just, I just want, it's just something that I want to make, we're supposed to make clear as we start meetings so that if we have any applicants, they realize that these folks are qualified as expert witnesses, just as they themselves might be or anyone that they bring to the table. And we also have present our board clerk, Mary Johnston. So let's continue with our agenda and move on. Oh, sorry, let's go into public comment. Is there anybody from the public other than
Yep,
Mr.
that would be
Clark?
me.
Who is that, sir?
John Pezzato.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm listening in. A couple of the things on the agenda have to do with the property that I own in Bolton.
Okay, so if they're on the agenda, and then you can certainly participate as a member of that discussion. Which particular item before I?
25 Vernon Road. Dock permit,
Okay,
couple
well,
of things
you could
there.
certainly participate as part of that then.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's why you're here. So that's definitely you're a member of the public, and if you had comments other than on your own application, you're welcome to make them at this point, but you're certainly welcome to speak and should speak for your own application.
Okay.
All right, let's continue on. If there's anybody else from the public, I see a couple of phone numbers. 329.
Yep, that's me. Rod Parley, Conservation Commission. How are
Okay,
you?
good, Rod. So you're here for your part of the agenda later on, correct?
Yeah.
All right, unless you had anything else you wanted to add now.
Thank you.
All right. And then also we had there's another person on here, 0825, last four digits of their number.
Yeah, this is Alan Bicknell, 890, Boston Turnpike, Turnpike, and I'm just a member of the audience.
Okay, and you're welcome to have any comments now or just listen in for the meeting.
Yeah, okay, I'll listen in.
All right, thank you, sir. Then let's continue on with approval of the minutes of our February 24th regular meeting, and those minutes were in our package. that, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as is, and then we can discuss anything.
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by David, and discussion. Then, anybody have any comments?
Not for me.
I see Jim says no. David, you all set?
All set. Yep.
And I have none, so then I will ask for a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes as is signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? So the motion passes by all members present. So let's go back to our agenda and we'll go to old business, which is Hebron Road. Harrison Gray constructs single family residence. And I think we had left the applicant with a few homework questions, and we're here to go over that.
Okay, getting
Yeah.
me Andrew Bushnell, professional engineer licensed land surveyor with Bushnell Associates. So we've prepared the site plan for this application. So a few of the few assignments we had was one was just moving a leader line that missed the silt fence call out. The
Yep.
arrow wasn't planted on the silt fence. We adjusted that. And we added silt fence to the westerly side of the driveway is requested with a note saying install and maintain silt fence during construction as needed. So that'll be something that, I don't really think we're going to need because the driveway's at the high point. The driveway's existing. So,
Yep.
but, if there's an inspection or whatever, decide that we need it, we will, Harrison Gray, the owner, will have it installed if need be. The other thing was a detail for the curtain drain. We added that to sheet two. And then lastly was, the footing drain outlet. Is it still intact and does it still function? And we got some pictures there. Harrison was able to find it, the inlet to the outlet. So that's the inlet. Is that? Well, that's the outlet.
Outlet.
Okay. Yep. So you can see there, water flowing through it. They put water at the inlet to the outlet drain, and you can see here it's running out at a pretty good clip. So that is a functioning drain, and we'll tie the curtain drain into that as part of the construction.
Now, I thought I saw some damage there. What is that?
I think that is where the inlet is.
This is the
I don't know,
inlet.
Harrison's on, maybe he could tell us for sure. I was not out
What
there.
damage are you seeing, Ross?
I'm
It looks
looking
like
at
a
the pipe's
pipe
broke.
that looked like that pipe looks like I see a jagged edge of the pipe and it
It's
looks like it's pushed in.
Yeah, they might have broke it digging looking for it. I'm not sure.
Okay, but that's the inlet and that's easy
Yeah,
enough.
so I mean, that'll get cut square and tightly connected to the curtain drain pipe.
Because you need to cut and do something to connect it anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we did adjust the curtain drain location a little bit based on some different things with the design, but I can say that all the disturbance is still within the same area. We didn't move that limit of disturbance any closer to the wetland, and it's in the same spot as last time on the site plan. We just move things around inside that a little bit to make the curtain drain work better.
So you're saying the curtain drain remained where it was from the last time, but you moved.
Well, now it got moved and realigned a little bit,
Okay.
but just slightly. We made some tweaks to it. But overall, our limit of disturbance is still the same.
Are you installing a whole new curtain drain or just using the old one?
No, we're installing a whole new one. What's there now is just the, and actually it's caved in quite a bit since I've been, I haven't been out there since 2016. They just dug an open trench to draw the water down to prove that they could draw the water down to be able to get the health department to sign off on it. And so that was constructed back in the early 90s, I think.
So
So
that
over the years, it's
was essentially a test pit.
yeah, big, a big long test pit. So we're just going to start from scratch because it's just not salvageable. And I think that was it. I think we covered everything.
Yeah, because I remember the question was about were you going to reuse the existing curtain drain, the actual drain pipe from it, and silt fence along the driveway, I think were the key points.
Correct. So, if anybody else has any other further questions or
I'll
comments,
just ask the members of the commission if you have any questions for the applicant.
I have no further questions.
I'm okay.
Jim, you all set?
Nope.
Alyssa, any observations? Now, hearing no questions or comments, I would entertain a motion to approve this application with the conditions, and I'd ask for some other people to add conditions as needed, that it, be done in accordance, with this plan of record that is. What's the date on this?
The date is February 3rd, 2026, but it's revised to February 26, 2026.
Okay, I was just off the screen. I didn't see the title block on it with the info in it. Sorry. So, with this plan updated on the date, the most recent update being 226. And also that we have to, the work, any erosion and sedimentation controls be done in accordance with the latest guidelines. Anything else folks want to add to this?
No, I mean, I think in the applicant and the engineer mentioned it along the roadway, it'll be as needed, the sedimentation fence.
Yeah. So then let's just say that it'll be done in accordance with the plan. And the current version of the state's sedimentation, erosion and sedimentation control guidelines. Alyssa, do you have any other conditions you think would be appropriate?
Well, those are the conditions I always have on there.
Yeah, and I can't think of any others that would be particularly unique to this.
Nope.
David, anything?
No, I can't think of anything else.
All right, then I'll entertain a motion to approve it with the conditions that I stated.
I move to approve.
Motion made
Second.
by Michael, seconded by David. Any further discussion? Then
No.
all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? And the application is approved unanimously by all members present.
So,
Okay, thank you.
Harrison and also Andrew, I'll be in touch with the permit hopefully by the end of this week. And I'll be also in touch regarding ongoing inspections when ground breaks. So, let me know your timeline.
Right.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the great job on the plan. So we can move on to new business, which is number five on the agenda, which is IW 26-2, modification of an existing permit date from last year. It looks like IW 25-3, 25 Vernon Road.
Actually, I want to start by saying I had a death in the family this past weekend. I'm not on my game. My brain is like working at half capacity right now. So just give me a little grace. Not that you guys don't, but if I seem a little off, I am off. It was unexpected and it was a young person. It wasn't an older person in my family, so it's been brutal.
I'm
Anyway,
sorry to
sorry.
hear that.
Yeah,
Thank
sorry.
you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But yeah, so I'm not all up there right now, so I'll just do the best I can.
Welcome to
Yeah.
the club. Yeah, shoot, bitch. Sorry, I'm all over.
Everybody see IW-25-3 modification at the top?
Yep.
Okay, because I have a couple windows open. So this was the original application was for this property on the lake. It was originally called Zero Vernon Road. Now it's called 25 Vernon Road. It's between numbers 21 and 31 on Vernon Road, and it's a very small little lot. It was originally purchased and permitted by James Reed. Just to jog your memories, he was going to put like a little cottage on it, and I designed a like riparian buffer for him, and that went on as a condition of the permit that he would plant that riparian buffer. He ended up Is that me? He ended up selling that property, and let me know if that noise comes on again. He ended up selling that property, and so now John Pizzotto, who's present today, is purchased it and is largely going with the same plan, but it wants to make a couple changes, which is why we put this in as a modification, because it's largely the same, just with some modifications. So this document here is a
Now I'm
summary
getting
of the
like
changes.
a arena.
That's a crazy echo.
David, I see two of you on here too, so I don't know if that's causing it.
I don't
No.
know. Let's see.
That's what caused it when I was on. I was doubled up earlier. I think it
Don't
could be
know why.
a software problem.
If
Don't
you
know.
just mute, David should fix it.
It's not letting me, and I was one of the first people on here. I was the first one on here, and it doesn't give me the option to mute. Let me try participants. Ah, here we go. Let's just mute one of them. That one's. Come on. Video is muted. I'm not hearing any echoes, so somebody fixed something, so
All right, we'll go with
That
it.
come from me.
Oh, there is. Oh, that might have done it. Yeah, I see it muted now. Anyway, apologies. So this document you're seeing right here is a summary of the changes and modifications. So yeah, I wasn't quite sure how to go about this because there's this dock, a roof overhang, and a crawl space, as well as a fence. I know we've done fences as jurisdictional rulings before, so we have that as two separate agenda items. Not sure if that's the best way to do that, but that's what I did. So yeah, basically first modification is this dock, just a small, like a standard size dock, floating dock out on the lake, where the existing path to the water already is. So none of the like there shouldn't be any changes on land for that. There's also going to be where James Reed had originally planned to have this deck. It was originally going to be open, like an open roof or no roof rather. and John wants to put a roof over top of the deck. And then the third and final change is putting a crawl space, a 4-foot crawl space for utilities under the house, just because the house is so small. It'll be quite a lot easier if there's a crawl space. So then I have this one with a little bit more, well, I don't know if there's much more detail on it, but this is a little bit closer of a plan, and it has some measurements as well. So
So my first question would be, does the footprint change of the house?
the footprint of the house doesn't change. The footprint of the actual footprint of the house doesn't change, just the roof is.
That's the roof over the deck, and you're putting a crawl space under. So I'd imagine if
Yeah, it's
you're going to
all
dig down for that crawl space.
4 feet, yeah.
Because I thought that was a big rock slab there that was on.
That was 41 Vernon that you're
Okay.
thinking. This was, maybe I can.
Are they going to have a lot of excess fill from the excavation for the crawl space? And what are they going to do with the fill?
Yeah, he said he could live load it out of there.
Yeah, I
John,
was
I
going
don't
to
know if
have
you
it
want to.
live loaded out. And I was also told the soil on that lot is some of the best soil around. It would allow to dig for the crawl space. So that's why I opted to try and go for that.
Yeah, so this is this property. The one that with all the ledge was, oh, that's too far. But the one with all the ledge was
Around the
up here,
corner,
like
yeah.
41 Vernon Road.
No.
This was just a little postage stamp lot with really sandy soil, no ledge.
Okay, this is the flat one. The other was the one
Yeah.
that was up higher.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 41 or
Okay, now I
45, I
got
think
it.
it was.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a different one. But yeah,
Thank
so
you.
it's just those are.
No, just they're similar in that they're trying to get something into a small lot, and that's what threw me off.
Correct. And they're both on the same, they're the same road. It's
Yeah,
all
on the
part of the
same
loop.
lake.
Right, exactly. So yeah, it's basically the I guess print of the roof will be larger. So
But
it's, you know, slightly more impervious.
it's still
Yes.
over where the deck was proposed.
Correct. There was already going to be a deck, exactly.
Yeah.
And
So it
then yeah,
doesn't
just
really change anything. I think the most change would be the crawl spaces, Jim mentioned.
Exactly. But yeah, it's there shouldn't be stockpiling. It should be live loaded out of there. And then yeah, the dock, just kind of typical.
Can you specify on the permit that it is a floating dock? Because that was going to be my question. What kind of dock was it?
Oh yeah. Sure. So like specifically floating meaning.
Meaning it's not like, you're not just putting a stone wall and fill in to make a dock. There's
Oh, correct.
no
Yeah.
excavation, no substructure, just floats.
Yeah, there's no posts that it is there any post required to be driven into the pilings, and does it float from pilings to let it go down when the lake lowers? So, or does it free float and it's just anchored at one end?
Right. So
So,
the one thing I wanted to ask John, because we had mentioned this, but do you want to have wheels on it so you can pull it in when the what's your plan with that?
yeah, I've looked at several different types, and I mean, I've no issue with a floating dock with nothing that anchors in. Just something obviously to keep it stable while it's in use.
Yeah, stable
Whatever
to
you,
the shoreline, definitely. You need
yeah,
that.
right, yeah, but
Have to do it
nothing
above ground,
permanent.
sure, yes.
Nothing
Yeah.
that's permanent. It could be removed if need be. I don't know. Never had a dock before, so I'm kind of I don't have a ton of information for you, but whatever you would approve, I would do.
Well, it's actually the other way around. It's what do you want to do that, we can approve. We don't want to tell you what to do. We want to understand what you'd like to do and help you get there. I think the easiest one would be a floating dock because then you're not doing any disturbance in the water. And then if you changed your mind at a future date, you would have to come back to us for some modification.
That's fine. I mean, all the simple docks that, I was looking at were all floating docks, and I mean, I'm open to that.
And Jim, you had a question.
Aren't these normally approved by DEEP? Is it DEEP's controls the lake, don't they? Isn't DEEP have to, don't you have to submit something to DEEP and
You
get their
don't.
approval?
I was like on the phone with them for like hours begging somebody for answers, and every single person just said it's the local inland wetland agency, it's the local inland wetland agency. And this was even for a mooring that was going to be out like 20 feet in. Like it was an absolute nightmare. But the overwhelming conclusion is that DEEP wants absolutely nothing to do with it
Oh.
and doesn't even want to hear about it. Like they wanted to get me off the phone as quickly as possible. And yeah, everyone was passing it around to everyone else, and everyone just said it's the local agency, so it's us who permits it, and that's it.
I think you'd want to know about the abutment where it's going to have to be moored or tied to the shore in some place. I think you want to have details on that and make that minimal, whatever. I don't think you want a huge, I don't think you want to have a big disruption building something huge there, but you have to moor that dock there in place to get wind and everything else, and it's gonna blow around.
A lot of people there have. I was kind of poking around for what other people do, and a lot of people have them on wheels so that they can pull them in either when the lake gets drawn down or for extreme weather so that the dock doesn't get damaged. But yeah, beyond that, I don't know how like the moorings actually work while it's in use.
You need a ramp or something. If you're gonna haul it up on a ramp or something else, you have to have something there. And I assume they're gonna want to pave it, and so they can wheel it up or whatever, get it in, get it out. So you want to get details on that and make sure you like it.
If they go with the removable dock,
Right.
yeah.
So
Well, I
I
think
would,
most people do.
since we're not going to be able to rule on this tonight, I would think that you would do some research by our next meeting and make a decision on what you want to do as a dock, for the dock. Because even if you did do the floating one, what I'm hearing is you're going to need some sort of ramp of some kind to be able to pull it up onto, because if it's the soft ground, it's not going to be very easy to pull it up.
Well, are all removable, are all floating docks meant to be removable, or you just have that option?
Not all of them. I think just a lot of people on the Bolton Lakes do because it gets drawn down. That seemed like a pretty common
Okay.
solution, but
Yeah, it's just questions
I don't
I
think
have. I
all
mean,
do.
yeah, it's
Yeah, I'm
just
not
questions
sure
I
either.
have, and
Yeah, this will
but
be.
just be good to figure it out and come back to us with that so that we have something to look at. I mean, I don't have any problems with it, this right now. It's just, it would help us, understand better.
Yeah, we're fine with the principle of the dock. We understand it's a lake and everyone, you have docks everywhere. Just need to basically cross your T's and dot your I's.
Okay. I can provide Alyssa with some specs on something that I would be purchasing, and I guess
That would be
that'd be the
perfect.
okay.
Yeah, if you could do that, we can include it in next month's packet. And then, so do we want to go into like a separate jurisdictional ruling? How should
Why don't
we
we
go
just
about
take a
doing
look
that?
at that fence? Because it
Okay.
might just be simpler for the next meeting since he has to come back again. It's just to put the fence on here as part of
Right.
what he wants to do, and we can just
Okay, as
decide, does
part
that
of
fit in?
the.
Is it, it does, is that a regulated activity?
You have details on it, all the borings, the holes, the posts, how massive it is.
It's just going to be a regular split rail fence, something that looks nice, but it's not a privacy fence by any means. It's just there as kind of a property boundary. And there won't be any cement. It'll be dug with hand by hand with post hole digger, and just installed that way.
So you're talking about half dozen, eight, 10 post holes, and then you stick the post in, pack the earth around it, and stick the
Yeah.
split
And
rails into it.
yeah. And it wouldn't go all the way down to the water, just to kind of separate the 2 yards. That's basically it.
Yeah, as long as you have the proper setbacks from a P&Z perspective, that it's on, make sure that it's on your side of the property line. I don't see where it's an issue that we have to worry about. So I would just include it on, the overall plan. I
Okay.
think that would make it simpler.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's one of those things you can do it or choose not to. And if you decide to do something different from just the split rail, then you'd check in with Alyssa to see if it's substantive enough to bring it back here, for us to take a look at it.
Okay.
So sounds like dock specs and putting the fence on as on with the modification
Yep.
for next month.
And that, I think that'll keep it simpler.
Okay, I agree.
Because it looks like it's nothing that we're going to need to regulate. It's more of a P&Z issue. That he just
Right.
makes sure he has the appropriate setbacks, which
Yeah,
is,
that's what I
P and Z
figured.
concerns. I just say check with P and Z on it to make sure you got the appropriate setback from the property line.
Yeah, he'll definitely be going to PNC for sure. So the live loading question was the only issue with the crawl space, and then the roof overhang is
Yeah, it was just
all
like
that
the
was
question
there.
would just be to make sure you note on the plan that it's live. We're going to do live hauling of the excavation material, excavated materials that, from the crawl space. Any type of foundation or wall around the crawl space, I presume.
Yeah, it's gonna be a 4 foot foundation crawl space.
Okay. It's going to have a concrete floor. I'm just curious, is it just a
Yeah, concrete floor. Yeah.
Okay. So that would just be the question, and then having some silt fences there between the excavated area and the shoreline. Do we have those on there? It's hard to see.
There's a double line shown.
Oh, okay. Those are
Yeah, it's pretty.
okay, got it. It's blending in with the contour lines and the other dots.
Yeah, that's from the original plan.
Okay.
That won't change.
Then we should be then. I think it's really just the question of putting the fence on this plan, figuring out what the type of dock will be.
Perfect.
Any other questions? Michael, David, Jim.
Well,
I think I covered
pretty
all the
much the
bases.
same plan, other than dock's a big thing, and it's going to be a floating dock.
Yeah, so as long as the floating dock, that's really not very much of an issue. It just needs to be called out as such and some, so we know exactly what it is.
Sounds good. I'll get that information.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Have questions and I'll put everything on the plans when we if you want to come back in, we can do it as well.
Yeah, whatever you need, I'll get it to you.
Yeah, just work with Alyssa. She'll help you out.
Yeah, we
Yes,
worked with
she's
them
been
first.
very good so far. I appreciate everything she's done.
Good.
Oh, I should stop sharing.
So we can move on to the wetland agents report. I'm going to.
I think it might help if Dave just leaves for a second and joins the meeting again. That
Yeah,
might
with
kind of.
just one Dave instead of two.
Yeah, I'm not
I'm
sure
not
what
able
the.
to mute. It says I'm not the host, even though I was the first one to log in. If I tried to claim host, it tells me to enter some sort of a key, which I don't have. So I think that's the
Oh,
best way,
wow.
David, is for you to leave and come back again, and hopefully you take the two of you instead of
Okay,
just
just
one of
shut it
you.
down, shut it down completely then and restart. Okay.
Well, when I left, I ended up just shutting one down and one was left, and that's why I came back so quickly. So just close down one, whatever's in front of you, close that down.
One is your phone number, the other is the computer, it looks like, because one is showing with a phone
Okay.
number.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Okay.
I'll
I'll
just
just
get
get
out
out
that
then
then
and log back
log back
in.
in.
Yeah.
Let
Everything's so techy these days.
I think the latest update with an Apple product, if you have a Mac, I think the latest update is there's some syncing issues with the computer and phone. So,
Looks like I'm still in here twice.
but it sounds better.
Was it okay? I'm a
Now.
I don't know why it's showing up that way. Unless
Well,
it showed up because my wife's name is under this. I'm not sure.
one is you and one is Dave and Paula.
Yeah, okay.
The one that just says David Lynn is no video.
Right, okay.
Well, we're good to go for now.
This sounds
Yeah.
working now. I would say, yeah, we can move forward.
Don't touch it.
Okay, I'll leave it alone for now. I'm not sure what's
I
going
don't know
on.
what you did. No one else does it. It's working, so just don't touch anything.
Okay. All right.
And worst case, if it comes back again, just see if you can take both
Yeah.
out and have
Okay.
one of you come back.
Yeah.
Okay, wetlands
Okay,
agent report.
agent report. So it's been picking back up. I had a couple of slower months that were just so full of snow I couldn't do anything. But there's quite a lot that's waking up now. I'm back into all of my regular inspections. 148 Brandy is just going to be one more inspection and then should be able to sign off on that. That's one that it was one of the first ones we had when I became
Yep,
agent, so that
and
was
that's
like
was this
a while
further
ago.
modifications around the swimming pool.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that one's finally finishing up. That's been a kind of on my plate since I started here. Yeah, just lots of field, a lot of people requesting site walks, me requesting site walks from a lot of people. Going to be revisiting 44 Notch, which is Noah Ludecky's property. He's doing some cutting of invasives, meeting with him on Thursday. And then I've been monitoring vernal pools in town with Barb. That's been pretty cool. There was some migration of some vernal pool dependent species into the pools that had happened like last week. We saw some spotted salamander and some wood frog egg masses. So that was interesting. That's something I'm starting to do. And then, yeah, I need to probably in about mid-April so I can give stuff some time to grow. I'm going to go back to 65 Shoddy Mill and go see how everything is doing there because they have pretty much finished and are in the monitoring phase. So yeah, it's getting busy again and I'm in the field a lot again, but that should be everything.
So you prompted my memory about something that I didn't know an answer to. Let's go to Brandy Street, go to the high school.
87.
It's whatever the one is across. If you're standing across the street from the high school, just to the left of the high school, there's a long dirt road that goes down the edge of the high school property, and there's wetlands back there, and there's truckloads of material going in, it looks like, for fill.
You're not talking about 87 Brandy, the Barker property. You're
No,
talking
this is
about
the other side. If you face the high school from Brandy
the
Street,
side with the
this is
river
on the
running
same
across
side
the
of
property.
as the high school. If you're facing the high school, it's to just immediately to the left.
Okay.
So the north side of the high school.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
there's truckloads going.
The
Yeah,
town.
there's like work going in and out if you go by it. I've had a couple of people ask me what was going on, and I said I had no idea. But I went, and there's a fair amount of mud and stuff that was being trucked, dumped, on wheels from the trucks.
Oh, this is probably the so there was a yeah, I think that's what this is. I can't there was a different number on it from what is listed on the GIS. It was like not coming up on the GIS, but I got tagged on a zoning application for this property. I believe it's this property. Yeah, so they're building a single family home here. They're staying out of the wetlands and out of the upland review area. I think it was very intentional that they made the plans go around the wetlands, probably to not want to deal with wetlands. But yeah, that was one that was out of our jurisdiction because it was fully out of everything. I may still have the plans on me.
Yeah, because I was just curious about that one,
Yeah,
just
that's
from a
kind of a
couple of
different
people
one.
asking me about it.
Yeah, that's 80. I believe it was 80 Brandy, but it's not actually 80 Brandy. It's like a different, they're subdividing.
66. As I'm looking back here at the houses in there, like they're in the area of like 70.
Yeah, I believe it was 80 Brandy that I got tagged on for zoning. And of course, I look at the GIS and it's full of wetlands. And then, yeah, so I had looked at the plans and they were like perfectly outside of the upland review area, most likely on purpose. So, yeah, we've got sufficient distance there. But yeah, there are a ton of wetlands back there, but they're a couple hundred feet back. Luckily.
So 80 is where relative to the high school?
Well, if yeah,
Because
if that's the correct one, then it's right on the south side of that dirt road.
okay.
So there, yeah, that dirt road is like a long driveway that takes
Yes.
a right angle, and then that's where the new house is going, and they're subdividing that lot, so it doesn't show up as what it's supposed to yet. But that house will eventually be 80 Brandy, and that's out of the upland review area skillfully.
Okay.
But yeah, all the ENS was like set back from the upland review area, so
Right. And I'm trying to think of if I had anything else that was related to that stuff. Now, do you guys, anybody else have any questions for Alyssa?
no,
No, not tonight.
Hey
All right.
Ross, this is. Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
No.
No, actually, you can't because this public comment is over.
Was just wondering what vernal pools seesaw salamanders migrating from. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I was going to
And
ask the
I.
same thing, so why don't I ask the question for
Yeah.
you?
You
Where
ask
did you
it.
see them? Because I was curious about it.
So it was. I physically, oh, it was the library vernal pool. It was the
That's what I was
two, it was the
betting you were
matrix
seeing,
back
because I
there.
know that's a favorite of Mr. Parley's.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was, but I didn't see, I only saw one egg mass of spotted salamander eggs. I didn't see any spotted salamanders, but I did see
yep.
wood frogs physically, as well as several masses of wood frog eggs. The wood frogs were watching us as from the shore as we were looking at their eggs.
Great.
But
Thank you.
yeah, some of them have been, some of the eggs didn't survive because we got a freeze after they were laid. So some of them had like a
No.
layer of ice over them. So those were desiccated, but there were several very large patches that looked really good and healthy and weren't desiccated. So,
Well,
yeah.
good. All right.
Well, if anybody wants to see more of that vernal pool,
Well,
we're
Mr.
off.
Farley, you got to wait until you get up
All
on
right, vernal, April 7th. Just a plug, that's all.
Okay. And then under other, you're up next, Mr. Parley, because we have your letter that we sent, around for the commission to take a look at. And so we will be happy to review it, and tell you what our thoughts are. And this is where you can chime in since this is your topic. So we will go through and take a look at the letter with you.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm going to defer to Alyssa and the engineers on our staff, in our in our discussions on this. I may have a few couple little things here and there to say, but let me turn it over.
Should I share the letter on my
Yes.
screen? Okay. Just the let the straight up letter without comments.
Yep.
Okay.
Can I just add a preface to the letter? This was not my letter. It was a combination of every commission member. We even have a new one that offered input to this letter. It was a combined effort.
Right. And I think you're going to get a combined response too.
Yeah.
I know I will. I'm
As
sure.
they say, it takes a village.
Exactly.
Is that good? Can everybody see that?
Yeah, it's in our package too. It's if you scroll through it, it's just after the application we just looked at.
And also, I just want a point of reference or point of information. Alan Bicknell, who mentioned that he's a resident of Bolton, he's also the vice chairman of the Conservation Commission.
Okay.
Reflect
So,
that in the minutes.
yep. So why don't we just go through and there's your introduction, and then we can take a look at each one of your comments was one. Let's just go through by number and just move straight through then. So I'm looking down at number one, use of glyphosate and soil recommendations. And so I believe Alyssa, you and had some comments on that.
Oh, okay, yeah. They won't be using glyphosate at all, or really any stripper for that matter. They're just gonna like use a sod cutter. So there shouldn't be any chemical inputs, which is good. But I spoke to Jim about that.
So I just had a question regarding that because you based your approval on a letter from William Dest, which stated that they were planning to use glyphosate. Yeah,
No, that was a
it's
report that
not.
was provided to the engineer, and that he prepared for him, but it wasn't necessarily all the recommendations in the report aren't necessarily that's not part of the plan
Yeah, it's a
itself. That's just a report
recommendation,
with their
not a
recommendations.
condition.
What gets incorporated in the plants is what we rule on.
Okay.
And this was not part of the plan.
I
Yeah,
wasn't sure how what role that played in your decision.
the Dest letter contained recommendations, not conditions that were conditioned for approval.
And this was actually submitted in the second or third meeting at our request because there was some information in this report needed to back up some of their claims on their project. So this is a report that they're utilizing a good portion of in their design, but not all of it. And again, it's not part of the contract documents, and that's what we actually rule upon the contract documents.
Yeah, and it was kind of dated too. It was like 2013, I believe.
Correct.
So we
Yeah.
surprised that it that far.
Yeah. So shall we move on? So the answer on this one is no, we're not doing that. So number two, canopy removal adjacent to a cold water stream and NDDB area, Natural Diversity Database.
Right, so we had a chance to snowshoe this area over the winter. We wanted to make sure we'd have a quorum, so we went individually. I had two people, three people once. Actually, no, another mem a person that's not a member was the third person, and we got in there and we noticed a lot of wetlands, water as cold as it was, and as much snow as there was, there was surficial water on the other side of the stone wall. And we immediately thought, oh, there's no inlet, there's no outlet. Do we know it's not a vernal pool? So that was a concern. Because the Natural Diversity Database has that blob that's not far from there, the Conservation Commission has led numerous hikes down to that area, and we've documented numerous chestnut trees. It's a very diverse forest, so we were concerned that may be a vernal pool, which would necessitate, I would think, a site walk.
So, comments from the commission. Mine is Rod again. We ruled on the information that was provided at the time. This is after the fact. Is one thing I do want to point out that some of these things that you're bringing up, they're late to the table, and some of them are not directly our concerns either. So I'm not hearing in this one any concrete evidence that there is a direct impact from the proposed work on, whatever you think is there.
Yeah, the plans we had, or the submission we had, or we were never given any indication that there were vernal pools in the areas. I haven't been out there since last fall, I think, but I wasn't aware of any vernal pools. I mean, now's the time. If you're going to find a vernal pool, now's the season to do it. But again, it's post haste. It's after the fact. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was I want to don't want to misquote you. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you talked about during our site walk, we observed healthy, mature forests containing several chestnut trees and unusually healthy ash trees, free from the emerald ash borer. We'd appreciate understanding how these potential impacts to this high value habitat were evaluated. Just a reminder, the entirety of the work for this permit is in the upland review area. It's not in the wetland itself. And statutorily, we can only our upland review jurisdiction is for any activity that's going to affect the downhill wetland. I'm going to read the wording too, so I don't mess it up. Jurisdictional limit. Municipalities may regulate upland review areas, but they cannot deny an application for activity merely because it affects the local wildlife in that upland review area. We can only rule on activities which will within the upland review area that impact the down slope wetland.
Yeah. If there was an interest in the wildlife, it would have to be from the point of view of if you remove this forest, it removes some species that was doing that the removal thereof would have a degrading impact on the wetlands. And there have been cases in the past where that has been done with certain salamander species, if I recall correctly, where it was proven that if you block their access to the pool, this would have a deleterious effect on the wetlands because of their not being there to clean up leaf litter, etc. And so you would have to establish some sort of a direct connection to activities in the wetlands, upland review area that created an impact to the wet, the direct impact to the wetlands. So I'm not saying that there isn't an I'm not saying that there is an impact, not an impact. I'm saying that from what you have provided, there is nothing in here that we can rule upon, in addition to the fact that it's being, provided late.
Right. So let me talk on provided late. You had your meeting. It was the same night as, unfortunately for me, a CACUIC meeting and also another public meeting and information session on the I-384 Route 644 interchange. It was a crazy night. It was really busy. And I guess in retrospect, we as a conservation commission could have requested a public hearing. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, you're saying that night was a crazy night. I agree. But this application was on our agenda for three separate meetings. So for full over 2 months prior,
And I think the one
this
that was with
topic
you,
was up for discussion.
and
So
I
this
think
is
the
it
one with
wasn't
you,
just a one night thing.
wasn't the one with the conflict with the 384 interchange also the one that was for the sewer system?
That's correct.
Oh, that's what it was. I might have
Yeah, it
been. I don't
wasn't.
know. It
Oh, okay.
was
Yeah.
a
So,
very,
yeah,
yeah,
this,
that's
yeah,
what I was
this,
going to say. That's a separate issue. For
that's
this,
a good point.
there wasn't any conflicts that I was aware of with any other meetings.
Yeah, but this was on the, I went and reviewed again our past agendas, and this was on the agenda for three consecutive meetings. So it wasn't a one-shot deal where you had a chance to chime in. It was several months worth of opportunities to chime in on this application.
Mike, I do follow your agendas, and I did see it on the agenda, but I never saw a notice for a public hearing. I was kind of waiting for that.
Well,
Okay.
there was no, we didn't feel there was a reason to have a public hearing.
Can make public
Why?
comment
But
even if
Bart,
there's no
I
public
was
hearing.
surprised
Because
that.
you're not doing any significant work within or directly adjacent to a wetlands that would have a deleterious effect on it. So there was no need from an impact perspective. And the town had enough meetings about this previously through the Board of Selectmen about, putting this field in.
Yeah, we're not the Park Commission, we're the Inland Wetland Commission, so we can only our decisions are based on inland wetland regulations and
So again, that's a lot of the stuff that you want to do. It's out of our jurisdiction because of the nature of the activities being done. It's P&Z, it's the Board of Selectmen.
okay, but
So
your engineers, and I appreciate how you run your meetings, you do a great job. Maybe you could tell me how they could protect the area that has been a memorial for Stanley Bates, whom they named that street Bates Way after, and
let's
actually was
so Rod,
for getting.
I'd like to keep you on track with this particular agenda. And again,
Okay, going through the letter, right?
I'm going to go through the letter. So the answer we I have I don't there's to me there's you've made your point on this. We've given our side of it. It goes
Sure.
into the record. I'd like to move on to the next one, which is number three.
Okay, so back before you move off of this, what happens when there's a clear cut and there's 38 feet of soil being leveled and it's going to be pitched towards that stone wall? What happens when there is an impact to that vernal pool?
Well,
How does that address
first of all,
by
you
the
have not established the existence of a vernal pool. And secondly, I do not have any expert testimony from you as saying that these activities would create an issue of any kind for the wetlands there. So again, it comes back to I can't arb we cannot arbitrarily rule on stuff, and I like to make sure that we treat each application the same, the same way. And I know that how you feel about this stuff, but I can't go by your feelings because you don't like it, because there's some people who always don't like something for some reason. We have to work within the the constraints of the state statutes and as implemented through our wetlands regs.
Right, but I also want to urge you to understand that you're town citizens as well. You pay tax dollars and
I'm going
you.
to ask that we move on, Rod, because you have said this already a couple of times, and I understand it, and it's in the public record. So I'm going to ask that we move on to number three.
Can you make
So
it bigger? I really can't read it from my end, but.
you wrote
Okay, I see it now. Thank you. I didn't memorize
so.
it, Jim.
Stone wall and downhill wetlands.
Right. So, is there such thing as an offsite impact when it comes to wetlands commission decisions?
I'm not sure what you mean by that, so I'm betting the answer is going to be no, but if you could clarify, it might help.
I just remember recalling something about offsite. Even though there's activity beyond the upland review area, if there's a slope and if there's an impact that's off-site, the commission can regulate.
Which is true that we have a 100-foot uplands review area. So if there is work being done in or adjacent to a wetland, within that upland review area, we can look at it. And our regulations do clearly state, as the statutes say, that we can evaluate things further out if it looks, if it has the, if it will impact the. If the activity will impact the wetlands. So what you said is an accurate statement. And again, preservation of Stonewall, unfortunately, despite my personal feelings, and also the state wants us to try to preserve them, it's not a wetlands issue.
I thought on the plans all the work was uphill from the stone wall. I thought it was the wall, stone wall was not being disturbed. Am I wrong there?
That was my understanding too. Alyssa, do you have the plans readily available?
I can get them, but you are correct.
Okay.
That's good news.
Number four.
Unless Alyssa was going to bring up the plans just to confirm, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bringing them up. Yeah. You can probably see. I think you can see that window.
Yep, I can see it. You need to just enlarge a little.
Scroll. Nope. There we go.
Is that the stone wall? And that's when you just went by.
Go back.
Go back up. Is that the stone wall there? Or is that a silt fence?
No,
Stone wall, I
that was
think.
the stone wall, yeah.
My recollection was the work was all uphill of the stone wall.
It is.
They had some drainage, I thought, going through that opening in the stone wall, but it's. I don't think we were really disturbed, other than that opening, a little opening to go through the drainage to go through there. I don't think we were doing anything to the stone wall.
Yeah, you can see the stone wall. Am I
You
near
can
the
see the
top?
canopy is right in the center of this soccer field, so it looks like a pretty large amount of clear cutting down to the stone wall.
Yeah, the only thing that's in the vicinity of the stone wall is the silt fence. And the stone comes up close to it. But it, I don't believe it covers it.
There is no bleachers, is there, on this? I don't see any.
We have no idea.
We have no
And
idea, and it's not a concern of the commission.
it's not. So as long as you got this picture, can I just mention to the right of this picture, you have the parking lot. I think it's a 32 lot parking lot, 32 spaces, something like that. It's actually pitched to the bottom of their screen, which would be to the east, and then it runs out along a pipe that runs into a scour, I forgot what they call it,
Preformed scour hole.
preformed scour hole. That's right. That is the exact same area where the Bates Memorial is. Very close in proximity, if it's not on top of it. And if you bring up my letter again, I can show you the maps I made.
Again, that's not an issue for the Wetland Commission, though. I don't believe Ross, is it?
No,
I'm
it's
just
a,
wondering, since you're an
again,
engineer, is way they could move that right there. They can zoom in on that.
So again, Rod, you're coming to the wrong people to do this. This would have been
Right,
something
all right.
to take to the
My bad.
selectmen.
Planning and zoning. Oh, this goes to the selectmen.
This
Okay, so they handle the.
would be going to the selectmen and or to P&Z, and the engineer who's designing this, with the note from you that there's an existing memorial, area here that you're impinging upon, and it would behoove you to move it.
I
So,
have brought this up, but he's aware of it. Yep. Jim Rupert.
yeah, and so hopefully they will be able to do something to accommodate your concerns, and they may need to come back to us to check depending on what the modifications are that they need to make. So, where were we on here? Let's go on to number four, slope grading and erosion controls.
So is it going to require substantial fill, or are they going to cut into that 38-foot slope?
They're cutting into the slope, and on the east side, and they'll be placing fill on the west side. Standard operating procedure is you try to balance cuts and fills, but I don't know if this is an actual balance job or not. If we had to bring in any, that they're gonna have to bring in any bar, or if there's gonna be any excess that they had to dispose of. But it's all.
Yeah, so basically, to answer your question, Ron, is we take from the high areas to fill the low areas and keep bring, minimize what you bring in.
So that's the plan, and it's all within the sedimentation and control plan.
It's going to be slightly pitched.
Yeah, which is standard operating procedure for any, you want it to drain. That's if you ever had kids playing in the current soccer field in the last 10 years, you would understand why you need the drainage under the soccer field.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like I asked the town engineer about the cut and fills and balancing. I think he said that he did consider that.
It's typical for an engineer and a design to do that, but it for our purposes in the wetland, it doesn't have to be a balanced job. That's just more of an economic issue for the town to, and the engineer to worry about. As long as they have proper sedimentation and erosion control and turf establishment, that's what's important to the Inland Wetland Commission.
Great. Thanks for that explanation. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Shall we move on to number five?
35 space parking lot. Correct. Stand to be corrected.
I think we just covered a lot of this.
Yeah, you did.
So then let's move on to six.
Yeah, so this is regarding the trail. We actually put a trail in that was there. It's called the Bates Trail, and lots of Eagle Scouts have expanded it. We have a kiosk there and a memorial. You see that when you first go into the Herrick Park Lodge. There's a little loop as you leave. It's on your right-hand side, and that trail runs pretty much along a stream, and it's pretty wet. So wondering whether this runoff from the 35 lot driveway is going to increase the amount of erosion and standing water, and wondering whether the town would consider applying stone dust to make the trail easier. I know I see Father Richard out there all the time, and he complains to me that it's such a wet trail. Can you do something about it? And I explained to him, yeah, you can get good boots. Nice waterproof boots help, but it is fairly wet, and I'm not sure if this is going to make it worse or not.
Yeah,
Is
I
there any
don't.
way of knowing?
Well, there's the runoff from the parking lot is sheet flow. It's not a concentrated flow. That's generally when you have erosion problems. When you have a concentrated flow, the water runoff from the water parking lots going into an open grass swale, and that generally doesn't present erosion problems. And more often than not, the swale for real heavy rainfalls will direct the water down slope, but a lot of that gets absorbed into the swale. So, that's a detailed question for an engineer to answer. But from our perspective, the parking lot and its good standard best practices for sedimentation control is not to have a concentrated flow. And that's why we have the preformed, that's why they have that we they have the preformed scour hole where they do have a point discharge. And that's solely, with the express purpose of dissipating energy and preventing downslope erosion.
Yeah, so is that similar to a retention or a detention basin? And what
No,
happens when it's different?
it's not at all. It's basically if you have if there was nothing put if they just dropped an outlet there, straight on the ground, what would happen is, when it flows out of a pipe, the velocities are a little bit higher than they would be in a natural overland flow, and it scours out a hole, and then once the hole is there, water piles in there, and when the water from the outlet pipe splashes in there, that dissipates the energy. So preforming a scour hole is basically getting ahead of the game and making sure you have that energy dissipation pool there before any flow comes through the pipe. And once that energy is dissipated, any water flowing from that area shouldn't be any more harmful than any rainfall flow.
Well, that's reassuring. And what guarantees that preformed scour hole from holding large amounts of water when leaves kind of fill it up?
It should it, well, it should why it should be self-cleaning. I mean, the velocity from the
Right.
pipe should clean that out. And that I mean
I think.
the only thing you need to dissipate energy is a hole. If it completely fills in, then you'll need some maintenance work to go out there and clean it out. So
I believe they had a problem on maybe.
well, that's a problem to everything.
They
Then
had a
there's
problem at Maple Valley. They had, I think it was a retention basin that got filled with leaves and filled up to the top, and then they had a blowout that affected Camp Johnson.
Well, that's but that's it's not designed to do that. Is everything that's designed in engineering is also with the understanding that it will be maintained. And we can't guarantee things will be maintained. That's just well, I would love if I could make that guarantee, but
Yeah, we try
we
to
wouldn't
do
guarantee it.
things. We try to do things that require the least amount of future human intervention, but almost everything made by people needs people to keep it going. And if they choose not to, for whatever reason, then you have problems.
Amen.
And you can't attribute them to design if.
And a retention basin is a much different beast than a
Yeah.
preformed scour hole. I mean, that's designed to hold water and hold it back for a period of time. This isn't all this is doing is letting the water splash into a puddle, and then when the rain stops, if the puddle goes away, it's fine because it'll just percolate down and it doesn't retain. It's not designed to retain the water in there. It's just a hole with riprap to dissipate the energy. That's all it's designed to do. There's no permanent impoundment of water at this location, unlike a
I would
retention
find it
basin.
hard to understand that wouldn't create more in the way of water volume, given the fact that you're clear cutting and putting in a soccer field, and you're not to mention the parking lot. Even if it is sheet erosion, it's going to add to the volume of water, correct?
No.
A parking lot's going to have maybe a little bit of water, but a soccer field, no.
You see, there's two questions that you're talking about. There's one, the total volume of the water on the property is probably going to be the same. You have a rainstorm, you get the same amount over that area, whether there are trees on it or whether it's pavement or grass. And what you're trying to do with the design is control the flow off that area so that after you build on it, the flow is the same as it was beforehand. And that's why you have various, these engineering approaches that are used with either sheet flow or you have scour base. You have something that tries to keep the amount of water flowing off that the same post-construction as it was pre-construction. So you make certain assumptions like that at a high level. I'll let the
You design
engineers
into.
correct me if I'm wrong with what I said as a layperson.
No, essentially what you said is right. They design for peak discharges, and if there's an increase in peak discharge, you have mitigation to dissipate any problems that could be caused by that. Thus, the preformed scour hole and the swale that drains off, that drains the sheet flow that comes off the parking lot. And any drainage off the soccer field, again, is going to be a sheet flow and it's going to have minimal impact, particularly once the vegetation is established.
Oh, there you go. That's the key. Once the vegetation is established.
Yeah, and prior to that, that's why you have sedimentation control measures.
Great. Thanks for that explanation. Let's hope that pans out the way you say it.
Yeah, and the
Well,
list is
that's every design is, all we can do is rule on the designs. We can't predict the future. I mean, if you have a really horrible contractor, yeah, it may not work out, but
And that's why we have Alyssa and other
that's
people inspecting it, including the
all right.
engineers who are involved with this. So,
Oh,
there's
so the
always
engineers
potential
inspection.
pitfalls.
I'm sorry. Did you say the engineers will do inspection as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good. I thought it was all on Alyssa. I was like,
No.
No. She'll
great.
inspect the wetland, or she inspects to make sure they're complying with the permit that we issue, but they're
Well,
out there
there's
inspecting everything else, make sure it's constructed properly.
great. Well,
So
I did get an email from Jim, and he said that he was going to contact me when the town engineer went in there, and they were going to share my information and discuss it. So hopefully our answers our questions get answered, our concerns get addressed. And hey, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. I know you didn't have to since you already passed this and have already issued a permit. Really nice of you to explain this to me. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for your time.
no, you're welcome, Rod.
I hope your concerns get addressed, but they're
Yeah.
primarily with the town, not necessarily with the Inland Wetland Commission. They're more scope oriented, and we're dealing with what a scope is presented to us. We're not establishing scope. Thank you, Rod.
Thanks.
All right. Then let's move on to under number, still under number seven, our cease and correct. And I just want to summarize this. We still don't have any motion on it. I haven't heard back. I'm going to send another note to Mr. Rupert and Misters Rupert and Rodney that I want, we need to meet with the town attorney and plan next steps. And again, I have not had any action. It's been a couple of months and I am getting, frustrated with it. So, especially because I've heard again from a couple of adjoining, property owners about, things still going on in there. So the only other update I will give you is that Alyssa and I attended the CAWS conference, Connecticut Association of Wetland Scientists. I did walk there and walk around with the various vendors, and I did find three who said they would consider talking to us about remediation for this. They're companies that do wetlands remediation work. They deal with violations, and I think it would be better instead of us going to a sole proprietor at this point to go to a company that has a few more resources, even if it's a small company with, say, 5 or 10 people. That's still more than, one Richard Snarski or, one George, excuse me, one George Logan. As typically, we're dealing with a relatively limited set of wetlands agents. So I want to meet, find out what we can do, and then see what we can do, whether this needs to go out to a bid, what are the next steps with this? I just want to make sure that we just avoid some of the issues that we had the last time, that we have a formal contract with these guys. They want to be paid by the town. When I talked to them, I said, "Who's going to pay me?" And they said, because if it was the person who committed the violation, then they weren't interested. But if it was being paid by the town and then we were recouping the monies from the violator, then they were more interested. So that's some of the stuff that I need to talk about to find out, how we're going to proceed with this. And also, in addition to that, there's still work being done there. And it looks like there may still be some fill going on where there shouldn't be. In addition to that, there's the fact that there is what I believe is a violation of the jurisdictional ruling that we did several years ago, which came out of a previous violation. So we need to revisit that and see what the options are, because that was to allow growing of mushrooms and blueberries, where the only thing that has happened in the several intervening years is it's been used to saw wood. It's not once been, there's nothing that looks like an agricultural activity, and we allowed fill to remain with the understanding it would be used as mulch for blueberries and mushrooms and such. Instead, it's been used for lumber milling. So I don't know if there's anything, you want to add, Alyssa, that it's. Like I said, I'm
Covered
getting
it.
frustrated. This has been a year, so, and longer if you consider the other issues. So I have nothing else I can, add at this time other than that we need to move ahead in a way that represents the interest of the town and the environment while also being, fair to the property owner and tenant.
Yeah, I just have one more thing to add. I had told the commission that planning and zoning had issued a violation on, I can't remember the date, but they
It's
issued
almost
it
a month ago, I
over
think.
30, yeah, I think it was
Or,
over.
yeah.
And they needed to wait 30 days to, they have, I guess, in their statute that they have to wait 30 days before pursuing any action, if there's no compliance or something like that. I was talking to the CEO about it, and apparently he has gotten some compliance, but it's from the tenant. So it's like the property owner is working with us on the wetlands violation, and the tenant is working with zoning on the zoning violations, which is interesting. So that's kind of odd, but yeah, so getting something joint might be arduous, but I think we have to.
Yep.
So yeah, that 30 days is up basically, and I think they've moved on it, so it's high time we do too.
And the Mike is was it Mike is the CEO? Yeah, I have to stop by the town hall. Is he there every day or is he there just a few days?
No, it's only he's there when I'm there on Tuesdays usually. I wasn't there today, but yeah, he's there
Yes, I'll be in
occasionally.
Thursday, and I may if I need to, I can come in on Friday as well, because I have some other business for a finance commission to take care of them and the registrars to do on Thursday morning. Okay. So I'll give you any other questions on that one. If not, then let's go on to ongoing discussion and review of proposed updates to wetlands regs. So I got all the information from Michael, so I do have the summary, and I just had some health issues I'm dealing with, and I haven't gotten around to taking care of it. So that'll be on my agenda to do this week, is to get them out for distribution. And I'll send them off to the selectmen. Send a cop. I'm just going to send a copy to the town attorney and copy, Jim Rupert on it, and he can tell our attorney to look at it or not. And I'll also send a copy to Rod Parley and the, in Conservation Commission and Patrice, so she can make sure that the zoning commissions and such get a chance to look at it. And we'll take it from there as we get the comments back. I'll ask them to please get comments back within, 30 days. And if they need to, we can set up time with them to come before the commission to talk about any questions or concerns if it's something that can't be resolved by an email or two. And that's it for that. So anything else that anybody wanted to discuss under other, and hopefully we can move on to adjournment.
Hey, Ross, can I talk about other?
No, you're out of luck.
No, I was going to give you an update on our riparian area corridor legislation, but that's okay.
Now, if you want to do that, you can do that in the future. We can put you on the agenda.
How do you define other on your agenda? What is your other used for? Just for applications?
It's for different stuff like this. And we can just get you on the agenda if we know you're here. You have something to do. So if you want to do this.
I think it means other inland wetland business.
Yeah, and if you had riparian corridor stuff, that could be related. So you can do that at a future date. If you want to talk to Alyssa, just give her, for our next meeting, we can put you on if you wanted to provide an update.
Yeah, I think the session will still be in session there by that time. So maybe that'll happen. Or I can just share it with Alyssa. She can share it with you.
Yep, whatever.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Seconded from by David. And then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Looks like we're adjourned by unanimous.
Good job.
Counted the hands up there.
Good
All right. Thank
job.
you, everyone. See you
Thank
next
you.
month.
Right. Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.